Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Charlie's Podcast. Today on this episode, I will be discussing Frizzle Drip, which is right now a baseless conspiracy theory. Yes, we have no proof, but how do you have proof that you cannot, or I'm sorry, how can you validate that that conspiracy theory that you're saying is a conspiracy theory is not actually real, or is actually real or not? I mean, yes, you can have a conspiracy theory, but state your facts, state why you're going to say everything you're saying. And I mean, Frizzle Drip and Pizzagate are two very different things. Frizzle Drip is that of a conspiracy theory surrounding the Comet Ping Pong pizza place in Washington, D.C., which is no longer there, I think. And Frizzle Drip being Hillary Clinton's emails that she used with the server that John Podesta had on his server as well. And John Podesta and Hillary Clinton are two people that served, or not served, but were in the Obama administration and served as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and John Podesta as the advisor to President Obama. And John Podesta was Hillary Clinton's basically political person. She was her advisor, or he was her advisor. Now, John Podesta is, let's get into Pizzagate first. Pizzagate basically being a conspiracy theory that there was this child sex ring underneath a pizza place called Comet Ping Pong, where James Alefantis, which a lot of people, let me tell you, a lot of people think that James Alefantis is one in the Rockefeller family. Not Rockefellers, but the Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds, if you guys don't know, the Rothschilds are one of the most powerful, families around the world. They funded both the Nazi regime, and they funded as well the American regime, as well as the British. Now, one thing that people don't know about the Rothschilds, yes, they funded wars. Yes, they fund wars. When Napoleon's war was there, he did something incredibly smart and incredibly selfish at the time. He bought a lot of British stocks he bought a lot of French stocks, which people later thought were a marking of the British winning the war against Napoleon. I said that all wrong. My bad. The Rothschild, I don't know his name. I think it's Daniel Rothschild. He bought a bunch of stocks in the British market because he said basically the British were defeated and blah, blah, blah. But the British were not defeated. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. They actually won the war against the French. Now, he went and bought the stocks, the British stocks, and he said, they lost, so I'm buying all these stocks. They informed him that France won the war. He already had the advisement that France won. I'm sorry, not France, but England won the war against Napoleon. And he proceeded to do this clever move to get people to buy stocks, to get people to sell their stocks that they had from France. And now he had basically the entire French stock market at his hand. Now, that was a very clever move by him. I can't say that he wasn't clever at all, because he was. He was one of the most, he is a genius. He made people buy stocks. He made people believe in things. And, basically, at the end of the day, people are saying that James Alefantis, how did James Alefantis become so famous? Just by becoming a pizza place owner. Well, James Elefantis, people are saying that he's connected to the Rothschilds. Just that he's not... He cleared his name from being Rothschild into Elefantis. And people are saying... Well, that's a conspiracy out there. That James Elefantis is a Rothschild. And the other thing is that James Elefantis was the owner of Comet Ping Pong, the pizza place where a gunman went in and started shooting. And all of D.C. went on lockdown that day because many people, many politicians lived in that area of D.C. And he went in there with a submachine rifle and started firing at the Comet Ping Pong because people were saying this conspiracy theory that James Elefantis has a sex ring, a child sex ring, in the basement of Comet Ping Pong. And later it was discovered that there was no basement in Comet Ping Pong. But, without a doubt, there was a basement. It was just sealed off and cemented. They hide their tracks very well. The elites do. Frizzle Drip is another thing. Not Pizzagate, but this is Frizzle Drip. Frizzle Drip is a... I wouldn't say conspiracy theory no more, because the NYPD does have the emails that Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton were sending to each other, basically saying that they were... Well, they have a recording of them eating what it appears to be a walnut or one of the brainial glands, and saying that or Hillary Clinton was naked and she was dancing in the child's blood. I can't go into much detail because it is very horrifying, as in many I say much. Hillary Clinton, that was Frizzle Drip being so widely regarded as Hillary Clinton being this horrible person. I mean, I wouldn't doubt Hillary Clinton would be a horrible person, but to be honest, it's highly regarded as a conspiracy theory, and a conspiracy theory is no more than a conspiracy theory. A conspiracy theory is just no more than a conspiracy theory. So, in actuality, we don't know. We can't validate the claims. Yet the NYPD has recordings and affidavits of people saying, swearing under oath, saying that Hillary Clinton was seen dancing on a pile of blood. It really shows how big our politicians can get. And I mean, why even trust a politician at this point? It's pointless. But in any case, I mean, those politicians have been there for us. We might not like them. They represent us. We may not like them, but they represent us, ladies and gentlemen. And that's one of the good things, that they represent us well. But some don't. And that's where we need to say, should we do this or should we go with the flow? I don't think we should stay with this. We can change as a country, as a human. As humans, we can change. It's all about having the epitome and having everything to be there. No one can change us, ladies and gentlemen. We can change ourselves. Only we change ourselves. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, the election is still being contested. We are now hearing that in January 6th, Mike Pence will say no, these Electoral College votes are not, and I quote, not valid. Mike Pence has the ultimate authority to say no. And at the end of the day, saying no is no, because Mike Pence is there. And we're quite fortunate to have him as our vice president. He's a fantastic vice president. Couldn't ask for someone better than him. It's unbelievable how many people lie to us, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't even know it. Many people say that deep state isn't a real thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is. You just don't see it because you can't. You just can't, ladies and gentlemen. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will leave you to it. Make your own research. Don't trust me. Trust yourselves. Trust your research. I am telling you something, but it could later change to another. And the media can manipulate it another way. Never know how. But that's when we need to stand up as a country, as citizens of the United States, and say enough is enough. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for hearing me. I will leave you guys to it. Have an awesome day. Have a brilliant Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.